Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
Well, not as good as it's going for you because you're going on vacation. Thank you.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, that's on.
Have fun.
And I'm sure everyone's waiting, you know, they're wishing you, sending their best wishes to you on your hard work for this year. And
yes.
Thank you so much for everything. Well, I'll say thank you, Adam. We really appreciate all the work you do for us. Everything that you're doing makes a huge difference. And especially this podcast goes out to thousands and thousands of people, and we're help. And I get calls, emails, texts from maybe not thousands of people, but people and wanting our help. And really, really enjoying the podcast. So thank you very much. And I hope you enjoy your very well-deserved vacation.
Happy to be of service. Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it. What's on the docket? What do you got for us this week?
Well, you know, we do spend a lot of time on trying to educate our listeners and solar customer or potential solar customer, even existing solar customers, what to look out for. But what happens if you did your evaluation, you picked a solid company, and now they send out a notice saying due to NEM 3.0, we will no longer be able to continue in business. And we thank you for your patronage and good luck. Hope nothing goes wrong with your system and best wishes. So
wait, what? So they
not us, of course.
Did the work and then?
Well, yeah. Then so what I'm saying is the NEM 3.0, as I predicted, it's really starting to have an effect on the solar industry, especially the residential side. So there's plenty of companies out there that are not doing any. They won't touch commercial projects. They won't do, you know, basically they just do residential. And those companies, when, you know, April 14th, we had the NEM 2.0, where it was made huge sense to go solar. And then NEM 3.0, it still makes sense, but not tremendous sense. It's a much bigger decision to go solar. And so a lot of these companies, booked out, they filled their pipeline, and now they're getting to the end of their pipeline. So it's been about 4 months. And as they're approaching that pipeline, you know, they're kind of looking around and saying, oh boy, we've got a lot of sales guys that are really, you know, the phone is not ringing and they're getting the doors slammed in their faces when they're doing door knocking or, you know, I already have solar, leave me alone, that kind of stuff.
Boy. Yeah.
So basically they're not selling any new systems and they're not set up to do commercial and they're not set up to do agricultural or utility scale or anything like that. And then they're looking around at all the admin people and they're looking at all the lights that are on and chances are they don't have solar because they don't own the building, but they're looking at their lease and they're looking at all of this overhead and advertising that they've done and they're just not seeing the phones ring. And it's a really, really difficult time. I don't see it getting better because a lot of the residential companies, that was their model, you know, is that they're PG&E in California made it very easy because all you had to do is not alienate your customers and, you know, make them, you know, shame them or anything like that, but actually give them an alternative to PG&E. And some did it well, some didn't, and some were super aggressive, some were not. But we're now starting to really see some of the smaller companies and even medium-sized companies really struggling with this. And I wanted to kind of talk about, you know, what are the signs that you should, if you have solar and you're in California or even out of California, what are the signs that you should be looking for? The reason this is important is because in California, solar is required to have a 10-year installation warranty.
Oh.
You know, if you hired a general contractor for your bathroom or whatever, how long do you think the installation warranty is on their work?
30 days. If it,
1 year.
I don't know.
1 year. Okay, yeah, exactly. So if nothing goes wrong in the first year, hey, you're like, all right, everything's great. Next year, if you need them to come out, they're going to charge you. And in solar, 10 years is pretty long. I think it might be the longest of any of the required warranties. And I recently learned that that warranty is not required by the California Contractors Board. It's actually required by PG&E. So when you install a system, they want you to be able to service that system for the next 10 years. Well, as we know, solar is, you know, the solar panels themselves are generally warranted 25 or 30 years, which is really great. There's very little moving parts, very few things that can go wrong. Other parts in the system are not as, you know, foolproof, and they offer very long warranties. Most solar inverters are in the 25-year range or 20-year range or 12-year range. So, you know, longer than the time that the installer's warranty is available. So a lot of installers said, well, who cares? You know, we'll match that warranty. So if a solar inverter has a 25-year warranty, well, we're going 25 years. And that's, you know, how many companies are you aware of that can stay in business for 25 years?
That's pretty ambitious. It's
unrealistic. There's, yeah. I just read a trucking company, Yellow Trucking Lines, 30,000 employees, and now they're going bankrupt. So they've 30,000, they've been around nearly 100 years. So crazy. But anyway, what I wanted to say, you know, is really when if you have an existing solar panel system, I'm going to encourage everyone listening, go to the state website that monitors the California, the contractor license of the even big companies. So not just the small guys, but definitely look and look and see when is their contractor license expiring. Generally, you have to renew it within 6 months. And so if it's, you know, if we're in August and the company has a expiration date of December, that's kind of an indicator that they haven't got that process started to renew their license.
Oh, wow.
And I think a lot of these smaller companies and medium and even bigger companies, I keep saying, are going to let their licenses go because there's a huge amount of insurance and workers' comp and bonds that they have to pay for that they're going to be like, you know, should we continue? Not sure. And so that's one thing. And then the next thing is go on to their Google page, look to see how many reviews they have. And then you can select their reviews and then you can click on the button that says most recent. And if you see a lot of one-star reviews of not getting callbacks, no one's, you know, I've called 20 times and they won't return my call, or they say I'm on my own for my warranty. That's kind of an indicator too. Yes. And it's going to get a lot like that. And so, you know, what do you do if, you know, your system is working great, but it's likely your installer maybe, you know, at least the signs are there to that he might be going out of business. And so, you know, you can actually call the company and see how long it takes them to call you back. If someone picks up the phone right away and, you know, how may I help you? That's probably a good sign of a healthy company. If it takes them 2-3 days or they don't call you back at all, that might be another indicator. But yeah, it's going to be getting a little crazy. Chances are you will need the services of your solar installer at some point during the life of the system. Even if you don't, when you sell your home, you're going to have to transfer that warranty over to the new buyer, or at least the equipment part over to the new buyer. And you'll need your installer most of the time to transfer that over. So we're partners in this, in your system, for the next 25 years from the day it's installed, at least, you know. And so the crazy part is in the solar business, they didn't set it up, you know, installers or however the model was set up, we didn't set it up where we install the system and then we charge you an annual maintenance fee, because then that would have kept every one of these solar companies in business because you would need someone to be around to service your system. The model is you sell the system, the installer gets paid, And then they kind of hope you never call again. But if you do, chances are they're in business because they have new business that's keeping them in business. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally.
But if it's a, yeah, so if there's no, it's now. Well, but this is how it is. And so now lots of companies are now trying to institute these monthly or at least annual service fees. And people are like, why? I'm not paying that. Forget it. You know, nothing's wrong. You know, I haven't had a problem with my system. It's working great. And so it's really hard to do it after the fact. But with new systems, I can definitely see that being a factor. And commercial systems is very, very common to have a maintenance fee because there is a fair amount of maintenance in this. So this is a really, really big topic. And so we're going to break this up into two parts. And so then we can continue it and get a little bit more in depth. So we'll cut it off here and then stay tuned, everybody, for
part two.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to wrap it up there. Thank you for spending a little more time with us during this hot summer month. Oh, boy, it's getting hot out here. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. You can go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast, send us a message through there, and we'll be sure to get to it on an upcoming episode. If you'd like to visit a library of our past episodes, you can go to solarharmonics.com, click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to that library for you to explore. Finally, if you have a friend who's considering going solar, this would be a great podcast to recommend to them because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system, and they can find out, right, if their solar installer is going to be in business or what, or, oh boy, all the stuff that, all those tips that Jamie gives us. I mean, wow, that priceless. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.